100 years of radio broadcasting. Hello there and welcome to Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Amy Beckham. Well, this month marks the 100th anniversary of the first U.S. commercial radio broadcast, and USDA's Gary Crawford presents a very condensed 100-year review.
This is KDKA in East Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
It's Election Day 100 years ago, November 2nd, 1920. You're hearing the first commercial radio broadcast in the U.S. about to report returns in the presidential election pitting Warren G. Harding against James Cox.
We'd appreciate it if anyone hearing this broadcast would communicate with us, as we are very anxious to know how far the broadcast is reaching and how it is being received.
Not too many people could receive it, not many radios out there, not many stations. But in the years right after World War I, radio stations began to spring up across the country. But at the same time that was going on,
there is economic depression in rural areas, and farmers are really suffering.
Department of Agriculture History researcher Ann Efland. Now, in the 20s, most farms have no electricity, no telephone, and farmers are in deep financial trouble.
One of the ways that government, USDA in particular, is trying to deal with the problem is to get information out, to try to help them farm more efficiently, know better what the prices are going to be. So the radio fit right into that plan of how to help farmers.
So the USDA gets involved with sending out market price information and weather information by radio. Of course, at first, only a handful of Americans had radios. We had 6 million farms in 1923, but only 145,000 of them had radios.
It's up into the 1.4 million by 1927.
Meanwhile, at the local radio station level, there was a new type of job being invented: the farm broadcaster, who communicated directly to farmers. And that is continuing today, 100 years after that first commercial radio broadcast. And here at USDA, our 96-year-old radio service is still going strong. Gary Crawford reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Amy Beckham.